Hello again, it's Charlie Tuna. Back in the radio, I almost didn't make it in here to the show at time. I was out in the lobby just a second ago explaining to Twiggy what a bra is. Well, let's see, what can I say to open the show today? I guess I won't say anything today. Did you know that when I open the show, the sale of prune juice alone drops 40% around the staff here? Charlie Tuna, tinkling through the tulips with Tiny Dancer. This is Elton John. He writes such good words. I love this one. Tiny Dancer, here in the palm of my hand. Bring in another Tiny Dancer.
Blue Jean
Baby. Dancer, Elton John. All the disc jockeys here at the station dig that guy so much, they even named a room after him in his honor. Yes, sir, that's right. It's the Elton right down the hall, first door to your right. Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen on the Charlie Tuna Show to bring back the old cars and the old hits. That's a Hot Rod Lincoln. I forget. I have a phone call I have to make here in just a second. I had to make a phone call, so I hope this will be a successful phone call, because if it isn't, we'll have to wait and try again here in a few minutes. One ringy-dingy.
Jack in the Box, 643, Jim speaking.
Yes, good morning. Jack in the Box?
Yes.
Yes, is Charlie there?
No, he isn't.
Charlie isn't there?
No.
When would he be in?
What Jack are you calling?
Charlie Tuna.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking. Sorry, Charlie, right? No. Well, we'll try again here in just a few minutes. Stay with me, and this will make sense. I've often maintained that being a disc jockey is somewhat comparable to driving a car. You have to shift gears every once in a while. I'm just going to put her in idle right now and listen to this pretty song. From the motion picture Play Misty For Me, Roberta Flack. And the first time ever I saw your face, I remember thinking, what a body.
First time, your face.
Got more than a little Flack in there, didn't we? That's Roberta, first time ever I saw your face on the Charlie Tuna Show. I have to make that phone call to a Jack in the Box in just a second again, but I wonder how many of you caught this news item. There's been a big push in law enforcement circles recently to have homeowners mark all their appliances and furniture with their driver's license number. And the thought is, if the stuff is stolen and recovered, the police will have an easy time figuring out who it belongs to. Well, little do we know, however, a New York organization called the Canine Bureau of Identification is trying to get everybody to do the same thing with their dogs. As a matter of fact, 5 doggy tattoo clinics are being held in Los Angeles at this very minute. And for about 10 beans, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals will tattoo an identification number on the inside thigh of the dog's right rear leg. And the tattoo lasts forever. The idea, if your dog is lost, all you have to do is wire the Canine Identification Bureau. And if the animal shelter anywhere in the United States has your dog and has wired his or her number into the bureau, they'll let you know by return wire and you can go pick up your dog. The only drawback to that is finding some clown, though, who's willing to work in the job of checking numbers to verify ownership. Let's think about that for a while. Now then, one more call to Jack in the Box. Let's see if I have... this could take a little time today, but I've got the whole show to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Wonder if I'll get Jim again. It's Jim in the Box.
Jack in the Box, 843, Jim speaking.
Yes, Jack in the Box, Jim?
Yes.
Is Charlie Tuna there yet?
No, he isn't. Nobody by his name.
Charlie Tuna isn't there. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, we'll keep trying. Sooner or later... Mono Music with Charlie Tuna and Suavas Cito. Is that all you ever think about? Smallow, music to take a siesta by at the Charlie Tuna Show. That's called Suavecito. Well, I better try and get a hold of Jack in the Box one more time here. Sure, I know, my engineer's sitting in there groaning. It's either this or your old job. It used to be a drinking ventriloquist. And the highlight of his act came when he threw his breath. Okay, let's see if I get some reaction in Jack in the Box this time. Wonder what the phone bill's going to be this month. I always call collect and charge him to Martha Mitchell.
Jack in the Box, 643, Jim speaking.
This is Rob checking back again. Is Charlie Tuna in yet?
Nobody works here by that name.
Charlie Tuna isn't there?
No.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
It's Aretha Franklin with Charlie Tuna, daydreaming. Actually, I'm not daydreaming, I'm just sleepy and having a... Okay, one final call to Jack in the Box. 3 times, right? None of them, but this ought to be the one day that will... resolve this thing once and for all. One ringy-dingy. Why do I do this?
Jack in the Box, 243, Jim speaking.
Yes, Jim.
Yeah.
This is Charlie Tuna. Any messages for me?
I gotcha!
Joe Tex! Gotcha. With Charlie Tuna. That doesn't mean anything to you people listening out there right now, but back here, it's a barrel full of laughs.